Okay, so I wanted to kind of give an overview of the Seder as much as we can accomplish what time allows. We begin the Seder very often and we recite all of the simanim of the Seder, Kaddish, Orchatz, Kafras, Yachatz, different Rishonim have different simanim. The question is, what's the purpose of reciting the simanim at the beginning of the Seder? What's accomplished, if anything, by saying it? So I saw in Rabbi Shulman's Haggadah, he has the following suggestion. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that Haseiva is required if I want to be Motzi somebody with the Bracha. That there's a din that I can't be Motzi, it's a Gemara Bracha Staf Mem Beis. I can't be Motzi with the Bracha ordinarily just to say, let's just make a Bari Fri Ha'et, it's a Shalak, even maybe B'diyeh, but it doesn't work. It's not Pasha, I could just be Motzi with the Bracha. If, however, there's a seiva, if we establish a kviyos, we establish a group entity, so that can be motzi you with brachos. That's the yisod of haseiva. The Gemara, that could, by the way, be the part of the pshat that we do haseiva at the seder, because the idea is that avodim don't have any dimension of kviyos. Right? There's nothing permanent about their existence. They're always going to and fro, whatever the master tells them. But as free people, we're able to have kvios and consequently to be multi others with brachos, as the Gemara says in Brachos. The Gemara also comments over there that sometimes I can get rid of the need for haseva. Let's say we're not actually being mesis. Sometimes I could be mitzi you with a bracha if we know that we are already kavua as a group. So if I say, nezo v'necho v'duch plan, let's go and let's eat in that location, so that itself constitutes a sense of kavius. That constitutes a sense of now we're a group entity. Now, at the Seder, we're going to be multi-people. We'll talk about this in greater detail with a number of brachos. And one could argue that what we do today as a seiva doesn't count at all. And one could argue that Bizman has said maybe there's no chi of haseiva at all, like the Ravya says, because for us, unlike people in Eastern countries, when we eat at fancy meals, we don't recline. So maybe haseiva isn't necessary. So perhaps the reason why we begin to say there with Kadesh, Orchatz, Kafras, Yachatz, etc., is in order to show that there is a degree of kavios, is in order to create a group entity to say, you know what, let's go, we'll eat over there. So right at the beginning of the meal, before anything happens, I'm saying, oh, we're going to eat later. It might be 3 hours later, but we're going to eat. And that establishes the dimension of kavios, and that itself is a shows some element of chayrus. Additionally, besides just showing an element of chayrus, it will help us be multi others with brachos, as we'll discuss in a few minutes. Good? That's the first ha'ara we wanted to say, even before we get to Kadesh. The yisod of Kadesh, of making Kiddush Lel HaSeder, is probably a yisod that as free people we have the ability to control time. Kiddush reflects the fact that time, which ordinarily is just plain, we can sanctify the time ourselves. A slave has no connection to time, because if you're a slave, first of all, you have to wake up whenever the adon says to wake up, you work whenever the adon says work. Time isn't your own. Kiddush is the highest dimension, is the highest expression of chayrus. When I make kiddush, what I'm doing is I'm saying not only do I control time, but I can make an impact on time. I can sanctify the time myself. Now, whether kiddush is considered sanctifying the time or not, so the pashtus is that there's a difference between kiddush on Shabbos and kiddush on Yontiv, no? Shabbos, the Gemara tells me, is kiddush of a kaima. When I make kiddush on Shabbos, I'm not really making the day holy. Yontiv, in some ways, right, because it's Kedushu Bezdin, so Klal Yisrael makes it holy. And one could argue that our recitation of kiddush at the beginning of any Yontiv, particularly Leil HaSeder, is a way of infusing the day with a higher kedusha. That's one idea. Now, Rav Sal, that's what others comment. Rav Shlomo Zalman hints at this idea. I'm saying it over my own way. Rav Soloveitchik had a different approach. The Rav felt that Kiddush Leil HaSeder might be a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The idea of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to many, is to show differences between what freedom represents and what slavery is. And Kiddush is a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, especially if you take the Rambam's approach, that we derive Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from V'zacharti Ki'eved HaYisa V'Mitzrayim, from Zachar Siyam HaShabbos HaKadsho, which is the kiyum of Kiddush. So we're showing the specialness of the day. So Memela, it's a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This could explain this machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Rav had this in the beginning of the Haggadah Siyach HaGrid, that this machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz as to whether Kiddush has to be made after Tzeis HaKlechavim. No? Can you get an extra minute and make Kiddush before Tzeis HaKlechavim and only drink the cup of wine after Tzeis? Because the Dalakosos have to be after Tzeis, but maybe the Kiddush could be beforehand. Again, it's like a nafgamina of a minute, or depending how much you went to the Bell School of Cantorial Music, right, Kiddush could sometimes take a little bit longer. But the basic idea is Kiddush, according to the Rav, is a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore it has to be done after dark already, after Tzeis HaKlechavim. So that is what we wanted to speak about in Kiddush. Another kasha that comes up with Kiddush is we know that there's a halacha ordinarily of Kiddush b'makom se'uda. Now, Kiddush b'makom se'uda creates a problem leil haseder, because we have in Orech Chaim Siman Kuf Pei Daled a din of Shas Ikol, that after the food is digested, some mela, any bracha that I had, evaporated. So 72 minutes, presumably, is the maximum time. So if I make Kiddush, and then it's going to take, by the time every kid gives you all of their drushes about Vihisha Amdan, the Shishas of Jemishlach, Hamishachim Shai Torah, etc., it could be way more than 72 minutes. So how are you Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda Leil HaSeder? Reb Moshe Sternbach actually writes something that I consider to be really strange. He says that you should rush through the Haggadah in order to fulfill Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda. That's already a Kiddush of Reb Moshe Sternbach. It seems to me that to rush through the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Seder, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vehigata Levincha, doesn't seem proper. So how are we Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda? So one suggestion is the Shita of the Gaonim that's quoted in Aruch Chaim Reish Ayin Beis, which is that Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda if you drink a revius of wine. And that would mean that the first cup, assuming you should try to have a kos that is as close to a revius as possible. If you have a very big kos, so then you could, it's a skula that's badaka menusa for being drunk by the end of the Seder. Try to use a smaller kos. Right? Use a smaller kos, the bare minimum shear, again, if you want to be machmir, it's about 4.2 ounces, you want to be mekos, 3.3 ounces, some say even 2.9 ounces, whatever it is, but have a smaller kos. Usually, rove kos is sufficient. But one could argue that in order to be Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda, you have to drink a complete revius, so therefore, kais number one, you should drink the entire thing. In order to be Yotze Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda, al kol panim, according to the Shita of the Gaonim. The Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Ayin Beis Sifkat and Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that even kos revi'i, you should drink the entire kos, because since you have to make a bracha acharona after kos revi'i, you need a complete revius to make the bracha acharona. So cups 1 and 4, you should drink a complete revius according to this cheshbon. There are other ways, however, of solving the issue of Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda. Some suggest...
So you say that because you don't drink the full revius, the first kos, it's...
But again, Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda means I make Kiddush and I have a Se'uda right after.
Right.
So my Se'uda is not going to be until I eat the matzo, right, 3 hours.
Right.
So if I drink the full kais, at least according to the Gaonim, I'm yotze Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda with a revius of wine. That's what people do in like Pesach hotels all the time. You know, they give you these elaborate Kiddushes, and all these hotels are, of course, non-gebruchs. Non-gebruchs creates a serious problem in Judaism. How are you yotze Kiddush B'Makom Se'uda? Because I don't have mezonos even. How am I yotze Kiddush? So you have to rely on the Gaonim, no? Some of the really frim hotels give matzah at every table. Whenever they have a Kiddush, they give you matzah. That, in some ways, might end up being some sort of bittul for the din of Yontif Se'uda. Because then your Yontif Seuda, which presumably is the first real meal you eat on Yontif, is what? Matzah and some, as elaborate as the cakes are, it's nothing like a pot roast, or, right? It ain't the same, right? So, but that's one idea of how you could be Yotze Kiddush from Makom Seuda. Perhaps you're Yotze by drinking the Rivias. Other suggestions from Yotze Kiddush from Makom Seuda is that some suggest that this is why we have Yachatz at the Seder. By the way, the Rambam doesn't have Yachatz, no? The Rambam does not have Yachatz at all. The Rambam assumes that the din of Lechem She'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe, Amardako She'onim Beprusa, we don't hold of both of them, and effectively you're not going to be Onim Dvarim Harbe on the Prusa. For the Rambam, you break the Matzah right when you make Hamotzi, no? In the Rambam Seder. But most of us have Yachatz, and what does Yachatz accomplish? What exactly are we trying to do? So it's a prusa, for the Haggadah, but Ramayisa, why make a big deal of first putting a full matzah there and then breaking it? Why don't I just take a broken matzah from the box, mitzchila? No? I'm telling you, I'm sure I have many broken matzahs. That's the way the word goes. So take a broken matzah. Why do we have to take a whole one and then break it? What do we accomplish with Yachatz? So perhaps the idea is that Yachatz is a kiyum of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. I show that I'm having a Seuda now. I'm being osik in the bread. How am I being osik in the bread? Right after Kiddush, pretty much, I break the bread. By the way, Alpi Kabbalah, you're supposed to break the matzah Yachatz to look like a dalet and a vav. Anyone who could do this is mamish, a magician. Right? I try this every year. My kids make fun of me. Like, it's not actually possible, yeah, to try to break the matzah to look like a dalet and a vav, but it's supposed to represent the Olam Haba, the larger piece that you put away for Afikomen, etc. Okay, it's all fine. Now, another suggestion for how you say Kiddush Makom Seuda at the Seder is if you look in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Ayin Gimel Sif Chaf Hei, the Alter Rebbe writes that you should make Kiddush and not have any Ka'ara on the table, and then Noch Kiddush you bring the Ka'ara, and then right away you're Mesalik as HaKa'ara, no? Normally, we assume that the Ka'ara is on the table at the beginning of the Seder, correct? Isn't this the way Orthodox Jews do it throughout the world? But in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe writes that you should bring the Ka'ara after Kiddush. So why am I bringing the Ka'ara after Kiddush? What's going on? If it's only Kiddush Yishalot Tinokos, that how come we're taking the Ka'ara away? So honestly, the Tinokos goes to ask a question, how come there's no bread on the table? The same type of thing. Adarabba. Right? That might be a better question. So the Alter Rebbe says that maybe we bring the Ka'ara right out of the Kiddush in order to show that this is Kiddush from Makom Seuda. We're bringing the Seuda right then. We bring the Ka'ara in. That's the idea of the Alter Rebbe. Okay, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes in the Halicho Shlomo, page 84, that he thinks this whole kasha of how you say Kiddush Makom Seuda is a klutz kasha. He says Kiddush Makom Seuda depends on the Seuda. Right? Let's say I have a meal and there's like 500 people, we all have to go and wash. You say Kiddush Makom Seuda, whatever the delay is. Oh, be a Leil HaSeder, the delay is a few hours because you have to say the Haggadah. So that's Kiddush Makom Seuda. Don't delay more than that, but you're still Yosei Kiddush Makom Seuda. There's a discussion in the Achrayim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that women, when they bench licht on Yontiv, should never make a Shehechi Yanu, because they'll hear the Shehechi Yanu from their husband at Kiddush, and then if they answer Amen to that Shehechi Yanu, so it'll end up being a Hefsek. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is inclined that Rabbi Yaakov Emden is correct on all Yamim Tovim besides the Yontiv of Pesach. Because Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that the Yontiv of Pesach, the Shehechi Yanu that you make at the beginning of the Seder, is not only a Shehechiyanu on the Yontif, you're also making a Shehechiyanu on all the mitzvahs halayla. There's so many mitzvahs that we do, Leil HaSeder, that we don't do any other time, in terms of the Sipur Yetzirah Mitzrayim, Achilas Matzah, Achilas Maror, right, etc. So the Shehechiyanu, you should have that in mind. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he would make Kiddush, he would say that even though the women made Shehechiyanu when they bench lecht, usually he'd tell them, don't answer Amen, but now you can answer Amen, Leil HaSeder, he'd say, because by answering Amen, you should have in mind that it's going on all the other mitzvahs halayla. That's his yesod of what's it called, of the Amen at Leil HaSeder. Okay, it's good. Those who make Shachi Yanu Purim morning have in mind for all the other mitzvahs. In certain communities, they don't make Shachi Yanu in the morning, but okay, it's all Zayin. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, and there's a Rav Yoh who says this befevish, that even though we hold the Bizman Hazeh Yeyotzeh without Haseba, right, Bidiyah, but we try to eat again. If you ate without a seba, we try to eat again. But lamaisa, you're going to be yotze without a seba, but you're not going to be yotze if you eat standing up. Standing up is no kvius at all. Standing up, you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah ki huzeh. I mentioned in the shiur that I gave last week, at least one person here heard that shiur already, that the Rambam has a different taich on Haseba than everybody else. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Haseba is only when you eat the kezayis of matzah and when you drink the dalet kosos, no? The Rambam does not have Haseba by afikomen. The Rambam does not have Haseba by koirech. The Rambam only has Haseba by the kezayis of matzah and dalet kosos. The Rambam does write that you should be meisiv the entire seuda if you can, because as Reb Volval explains, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of haseiva is an independent mitzvah to show, to demonstrate derech eres. But the pure mitzvah for the Rambam is only at the kezayis of matzah. I thought that the pshat might be based on what we're saying beforehand. If the inyan of haseiva, leil haseder, is in order to be motzi people with brachos. So, in that situation, one could argue that you only need haseba on those things that you would make a bracha on. Kezayis amatzah, make a bracha on. Dalakaisis, you make brachas on, no? Marar, you also make a bracha on, but there's other reasons why you don't do haseba at marar. You know, it's like shatnez, it doesn't fit to do haseba at marar. So, perhaps the idea in the Rambam is that Haseba is only on those items for which there's a bracha, and that's why there's no Haseba even by Achilas Afikomen, although one could argue that Afikomen is the Iker Mitzvah, but Lamaisa, I don't make a bracha on Afikomen. It's something along the lines of the Gemara discusses, let's say a person doesn't have celery. Do you ever have this kasha? How does someone not have celery? How does someone not have parsley? You have no other vegetable besides murr. And that's a discussion in the Gemara. So what do? So the Gemara says that you eat murr at the beginning of the meal at Karpas, and you make the bracha al achilas murr then, and then you eat a little bit later on, etc. at the time of murr. Right? That means that I'm making the bracha on something that's not in the Iker Mitzvah, no? I'm making the bracha al achilas murr on the mitzvah of Karpas. The real mitzvah murr is later on. Sometimes we make the bracha on the maisa mitzvah, even though the real kiyum is not until later on. Right? That could be the pshat in matzah also, that the make the bracha al achilas matzah on the mitzvah of matzah, what we call matzah at the stadium, the ikar mitzvah is on afikomen. That could be the pshat also in Rosh Hashanah, no? Tkiyah Shofan Rosh Hashanah, where the Tkiyah de Miyushav and Tkiyah de Mu'umad. The Pashtus is that the Iker Mitzvah is the Tkiyah Al Seder HaBrachos. How come I make the bracha at the beginning? The answer is that you make a bracha when you're excited about doing a mitzvah, which is the first time you're doing the mitzvah, even though that's not the Iker Kiyum. Right? We're not such briskers. We don't get so excited about the Iker Kiyum. We get very excited because this is the first time that we do a mitzvah. So far that's what we have for Kadesh. Anything else to say about Kadesh? Or should we move on to Urchatz? Okay, Shane.
Why should we say, if I eat a seba in order to make everybody with a bracha, it doesn't make a difference. If Mara is not ready to do the seba, it's going to be a Dhamma somewhere.
Right, you need a Hadama on the Mara, correct?
And if you need to be makes everybody,
so well, we'll have to talk about that when we talk about Karpas. What's the minig in your family? Does only one person make a bari pri adam on the karpas, or does everyone make a bari pri adam on the karpas? There are two different minhagim in the tour, in Tav Pei Dalet, no? The shaila is, can I be motzi you with the bracha of karpas if I'm not mesiv? There is a shaila whether you should be mesiv at karpas or not. It's probably totally in whether karpas is rashi tevis samach perach, which is abdus, or whether it's rashi tevis karpasim, which is cheirus. that depends on whether you should have Haseba a Karkas. No? There are different minhagim whether you should do Haseba or not. I think the minhag ha'olam is that we, what? Do people do Haseba a Karkas or not? I do Haseba a Karkas. I don't know if I'm normal or I'm weird. I'm never sure about that. But
Karkas also stands for cauliflower, radishes, potatoes, and celery.
Okay, it's another.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one, but
yeah.
The fact is, the Torah has a daya that I can be moitzi, that one person is moitzi everyone with karpas. Now, how could be moitzi you? So, it's possible that karpas is a birchas hanen, and just the bracha b'ri is birchas hanen. If that's the case, you would need haseba to be moitzi somebody, or you need our razzle dazzle trick that saying the simanim of the seder is enough to be moitzi. Alternatively, one could argue that the bracha on karpas has the status of birchas hamitzvah. Sometimes I make a bracha that ordinarily is a birchas hanehemin, but it takes on the structure of a birchas hamitzvah. Shechter has this in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, the bracha of Kiddush Shabbos morning, no? It's just a Bari Priya Gofen, technically. It might take on the status of a birchas hamitzvah, even though it's only a... Even though it has all, it sounds like a birchas hanehen. And if it's a birchas hamitzvah, so birchas hamitzvah could be mostly you without haseba, right? Birchas hamitzvah, as long as I say, can you be mitzi me with the talis, right? That's not what's it called. It's a birchas hamitzvah. There's no haseba. That would be an unbelievable chumah. Can I be mitzi with the talis and like you suddenly lean over? We don't do that. Birchas hamitzvah doesn't require haseba. The birchas hanen requires haseba. We could suggest that maybe the bracha of karpas is a birchas hamitzvah rather than a birchas hanehenen. Okay, and that might be the pshat in having the community. Louder? But I mean, everyone is yotzei the hadam of mar with karkas. That's in the Bali Atlas is called the Rabbi Yosef Tov Elam. That's standard.
But then you can't do if it's
mitzvah. No, well, the hadama on karkas and on marer is considered is treated like a birchas hamitzvah. There are two birchas hamitzvahs.
In order to be yotzei birchas hamitzvah to work the next day, you have to have desires of the.
So that could be Anachanami. Some suggest that Rav Salvechik has that in his Haggadah.
That's where you have to Anachanami desires in order to...
It's too fancy, in my opinion, but... Okay, Kadesh Urchatz. So the only one of the simonim at the Seder that has a Vav is Urchatz. You notice that? Kadesh Urchatz, Karpas Yachatz. That's in Karpas V Yachatz. Magid Rachza, Motzi Matza, Marikore, Shulchan Oreit. Safam Barei, Chalil Nirsa, right? How come there's a Vav by Urchatz? What's the pshat?
Because the other Rachatz is like before the Suda.
So it could be to distinguish between the one before Suda, but that one before Rachza, right? If we call them
both.
So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has the following suggestion. You know, the Taz writes over here in. The Taz writes in Tafayin Gimel Sifkat and Vav that Mikan Tochachas Megula on the people who don't wash their hands when they eat pickles all year long. If you eat pickles, that's Dabash HaTibula B'mashken, no? So Chayri, you should wash your hands. The Taz says, absolutely you should wash your hands. Tochachas Megula, right? The fact that we wash our hands at the Seder shows that people who don't wash their hands when they eat pickles all year long are just bad Jews. The Chak Yaakov disagrees with the Taz. Chak Yaakov says, come on. The washing at Leil HaSeder does not require Me'ikar Hadin. There's actually a tshuva in the Kosher Glover, in the Eretz Tzvi, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer. In his tshuvas, he also tries to show from the Bali HaTosfos that the requirement to wash on Davash HaTibulo B'mashka is only at the time that we're makbid on Tuman Tahara. In Bizmanenu, there's no chiyuv to wash. There's no chiyuv to wash on Davash HaTibulo B'mashka. So if that's the case, that you don't have to wash on Davar Shetibula B'mashke, so says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that could explain why it's Kadesh Urchatz with the Vav. Because the Kedusha that we're doing over here is just the washing that we do is washing for Tosefes Kedusha. I'm not washing because it's an absolute requirement. We hold that the Taz is rowing, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm washing only to show Tosefes Kedusha. Right? There are certain times that you go to the mikveh because you're Tameh, and you could also go to the mikveh to add Tahara on yourself, no? Even if you're not tamei, go to mikvah. You could wash your hands also for Tosefes Kedusha. The Kayin Gadol on Yom Kippurim, right, has Chamesh, Rechitzos, and Eser Tevilos, no? Eser Rechitzos and Chamesh Tevilos, right? The idea is that there's Tosefes Kedusha each time you go in. So it's Kadesh Urchat. We're washing for Tosefes Kedusha. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman used to tell people that you don't have to remove your rings when you wash Leo, when you wash Urchats at the Seder. Because the washing is only Tosefes Kedusha, so to demonstrate that it's only Tosefes Kedusha, you only, what's it called? Yeah. To demonstrate that Tosefes Kedusha, you don't have to remove your rings, because Me'ikar Hadin, the ring is not a chatzitza. No? It's a mere chain of makbid. The Rav discusses like whether I take the ring off to knead dough or not. That's a definition.
Yeah.
But it's still not a chatzitza, because it's always going to be Maya Makdimin in these rings. There's always going to be a little bit of water that could get underneath. Right? If that's the case, so the removing of rings is not really required, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. You don't have to remove your rings by Orchat. There's a minig, yeah.
Is there a minhag that only the
Balabas? Next point. There is a minhag that only the Balabas washes at the Seder. I heard from Rav Schechter years ago that this is the minhag in German communities. That only the you got this one? Right, that only the Balabas who leads the Seder washes his hands at Urchats, and you bring him like a whole bowl and you make a big deal, right, to show Derek Deirus. But the question is, why would that be? So again, if the Taz is right that you're washing because of Davar Shetibul of Amash, that's a real requirement, so everyone should have to wash. However, if the Taz is not correct, if the Chak Yaakov is correct, that the washing is for Tosefes Kedusha, like we're saying, so then we could argue that the Baal HaBayis himself is the only one who washes, because he's the one who demonstrates Tosefes Kedusha. There's a third possibility, which is that the washing is done, the washing is done in order to eat karpas, and there's a third possibility that maybe not everyone ate karpas. Maybe only the leader of the Seder ate karpas. You see, if karpas is really eaten kadesha yishalu hatinokos, it's just a heker, so one could argue it's not really a chiyuv to eat karpas at the Seder. So this, by the way, I try to do some weird things at my own Seder to keep my kids guessing. So like sometimes I'm like, no, you don't have to eat karpas. I'm the only one who eats karpas. I'm like, daddy, like, what's going on here? It's not such a crazy idea. And that would be a little too radical. But lemaisa, if the idea of karpas is kadesh yishalu tinokos, so one could argue that not everyone has to do it. Many things that are done just to be different are only done by one person at the Seder. No? The kittel. How many people wear a kittel? So the Nitziv actually writes in his parish on the Haggadah that everyone should wear a kittel at the Seder. Everyone should wear a kittel, because the kittel, the Nitziv says, is a special beggar that you wear for achilas kodshim. When you eat kodshim, you have to do it mamashka gadula, so therefore you wear a kittel. That's what the Nitziv says. Everyone should wear a kittel. But lamaisa, I think the practice is that only the leader of the Seder wears a kittel. If that, I have to admit, I don't wear a kittel at the Seder. That's not my family practice. My father didn't. My grandfather didn't. The Lubavitcher practice that you don't wear a kittel at the Seder. As I get this. The Yekkes also don't wear a kittel. One of the Moras and Breuers was apologizing one year that we're asking the kids to bring a kittel for the Seder, even though it's not really our minhag. Okay, but
we wear one Rosh Hashanah,
that most people don't. Yeah. But one could argue, Reb Shlomo Zalman writes, that since there is a legitimate minhag out there, that only the Baal HaBayis washes his hands for Urchats, so maybe if you have a big communal Seder, you should use that minhag b'davka to save so much time. Think about the amount of time that we waste, especially if you want to get like the Ramor Paskins, like the Ran, that you should say halal before Chatzais. Wasting time, the beginning, you gotta know how to chick-chack. You gotta know how to move through the beginning of the Seder, because bola matzah yotza, but bola hagadol lo yotza. Right? You're not Yotze if you rush through the Haggadah. L'chayri, you have to say the Haggadah, you have to say the Haggadah properly. Okay. We spoke about Karpas and Yachat, and then we speak about We speak about the mitzvah of Magid, the mitzvah of Sipur, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just to mention a few points within Magid, just a few quick ideas. Yochel Rosh Chodesh, Talmud Lomar, Bayom Hahu, right? So Yochel Rosh Chodesh means that sometimes people think that I'm going to get excited about Yiddishkeit and I'm going to wait for a time when I really feel the inspiration, I'll get into it, and that's when I'll start doing things properly. Talmud Lomar Bayom Hahu, that's not proper. Right? You have to start right now, this day. Right, you can't try to delay. You have to try to get to the mitzvahs as quickly as you possibly can. That's one idea. The idea of saying halach ma'anyat, being the seder and inviting people in, is like very difficult. If you're inviting people, you should have invited them a long time ago. However, we could suggest that Rav Kook has in his Haggadah, that when it says in all the Haggadahs that you uncover the matzahs and then you say halach ma'anya, the matzah represents the core of the yid. And the core of the yid is that we are rachmanim b'shanim gomli chasodim. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos, and part of that means that we are machnisei oireach. So we uncover the matzahs, we uncover who we are. And right away, you know what comes out, you know what pours out? Kodifin yesei v'yeho. Because Jews, by definition, are machnisei oireach. That's who we are. Rav Kook continues that that's why we speak about right at the beginning of the Haggadah, right, l'shana haba ba'arad Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Kook, isn't something that's just an overlay. Eretz Yisrael is the core of who Yid is. The yearning to be in Artzeinu HaKadosha, it has to be something that just pours out right away. Another element of beginning the Haggadah with Halach Ma'anya and Kol Dichvin Yesev Yocho, inviting people in, is because we realize that we're sitting at the Seder and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. The reason we don't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore is because Korban Bayit Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam. We have to be metaken Sinas Chinam as the first thing. The way I'm attacking Sinas Chinam is I invite people in. That's Mamish Akiyam of getting rid of Sinas Chinam. There are millions of verach that you could say during the Haggadah. I happen to love saying verach at the Haggadah, but I think now people want verach, or people want to, if we do verach, we're going to be done with the Seder already. We're not going to get past Magid. Huh? We go back during the Seder. Mike, it's unfair.
You want to go by there.
There's a certain type of person who doesn't feel like Veritlach speak to them. Okay, so after Magid, there's a bracha of Asher Galon Megal also the same in Mitzrayim. According to many, this is the same as the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim Avosenu that we recite on all other mitzvahs of Pursum Enisa. You have to remember, Tosfos points out, beginning of Arve Psachim, that the mitzvah of Dalekosos is the mitzvah of Pursum Enisa. That's why we Shola HaPsachim by Dalekosos. And every mitzvah of Pursum Enisa, usually we make a bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. The kiyum of that bracha of Sha'asa Nisim is a bracha of Asher Galonu Megal Savosenu in Mitzrayim. That's really the that's the bracha that we recite at that point. In that bracha that we say, the lashon is really verbose. We speak about benocha Hashem and hazvachim and hapsachim in terms of that we'll eat the chagiga, eat the karban pesach, hasher yagiya doma malkir mizbachachal ratzoin. How can we add all those words? Hasher yagiya doma, the blood will reach the wall of the mizbeach l'ratzon. So what's the pshat? So the Emek Bracha, Rabbi Arya Pomarchik, has the following idea. He says that there is a discussion, the Rambam paskins, that makriv and afal pishen bayis. So we're allowed to be makriv karbanis bizman hazeh, even though there's no beis hamikdash. Many point out that's why for the Rambam, even though Sfirasa Omer is in Hilchos Tmidim Umusafim, nonetheless, Sfira is still do'iraisa because the Rambam holds makriv and afal pishen bayis. So we hold that we can be makriv karbanis bizman hazeh. Yet historically, the only carbon that we know Jews brought was the carbon pesach. Other karbanis they didn't bring. And the Netziv in his Perush Al HaTorah on the Pasuk V'lo Ariach B'Reach Nicholchachem, the Netziv comments that the reason for that is because the Gemara Nezvachim tells me that all karbonos have to be Hukrav L'Shem Reach L'Shem Nicholach. They have a makrav karbonos for Reach Nicholach. But that's true only by all karbonos. Karban Pesach, it's not true. Karban Pesach doesn't have to be hukrav l'shem reach nicholach. And bizman shecharev beis hamikdash, so memela, they couldn't bring other karbanos because reach nicholach is ma'akev by other karbanos. By Karban Pesach, the Torah doesn't say reach nicholach. So memela, they would be makar of a Karban Pesach without the beis hamikdash. That's what the Netziv tainas. Now, if that's the case, so the Emek Bracha extends this idea, maybe that's the pshat, v'noich ha-shom en ha-zvachim en ha-psachim, ha-she-agi ha-domam, al-kim is-bachach ha-la-ratzah. Today we also eat Karban Pesach. We could eat Karban Pesach, but it's not going to be a Karban Pesach that's la-ratzah, because we don't have a base on Mikdash. We hope that Im Yetz Hashem will, next year, well, or this year is still, can we still do it this year? We're getting close already. We could do a Karban Pesach B'tumah, right? That we could do. But right, I think Karban Pesach B'tumah is also not going to be L'Ratzai. L'Ratzai Reich Nichoach has to be B'Tahara. But the basic idea is, and the Tziv says, that's why we mention Ashi Yagi Adomam Al Kir Mizbachach L'Ratzon. There is a discussion with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that the bracha of Koshniyah has to be going on the Haggadah, and the bracha of Asher Ga'alanu leads right into that bracha of Koshniyah. You have to be very careful not to be mafsek between Asher Ga'alanu and the bracha on the second coast. If you're mafsek between the bracha on the second coast, so then Kenzana, you're not going to be Yotze. If you drink coast number two without his seba, so you can drink again during the meal, because during the meal you're allowed to, it does not look like you're being mosif al hakosos, that's not such a problem. After Magid comes Rachza, we know the practice is that we wash our hands. The practice is that we wash our hands with the bracha at Rachza. The Bali HaTosfos discuss whether we make the bracha over Lasi Yasan or La'akar Asi Yasan. Now, most brachas we do over Lasi Yasan. We do the bracha before the mitzvah. By Netilas Yadayim and by Tevila, we do the bracha La'akar Asi Yasan because sometimes your hands might be so dirty that you can't make a bracha. Technically speaking, Me'ikar Adin, we should make the bracha on Netilas Yadayim before you wash. So, Leil HaSeder, if you want to do extra shinuyim, you should do the Ikar HaDin and make the bracha before you wash your hands. Especially, it's not so pashut that you have to wash your hands at all, Leil HaSeder at Rachza, because if you're sitting at the table, your hands don't get dirty. Reb Shlomo Zalman used to dafka scratch his head after finishing the Haggadah before Rachza in order to show, in order to actually be chayiv in Al Netilas Yadayim. Motzi Matzah, so the pashtus is that you only have to eat two kezesim because we're not sure which of the three matzahs to eat from. That's how you have two kezesim. Memela, if you're at a seder and only the Baal HaBayis has three matzahs in front of him and the others don't, so l'chayiv, you have no need to eat two kezesim. I tell people that you should eat two kezesim of a smaller shear, right, which ends up being one larger shear of a kezayis. Again, Leil HaSeder, at least the first night, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so you should try to eat the larger shear if possible.
Isn't the time of sfora that's given for making the bracha is before the nigul? The nigul is ma'akev in the netilah, right?
So that's one approach. That's like a post facto justification of the practice. I mean, Ikar Hadin, we should make all brachas. Like I make the bracha on tefillin before I put the tefillin on my arm, it should be over lasi yosan.
Well,
so I should make this bracha also over lasi yosan.
Before the netila, it's a kodem to kodem.
It's what?
Would be kodem to kodem. In other words,
over to over. But this idea that the nigov is really part of the mitzvah, the Rama says this in Kofan and Ches.
But it's by netila stulo.
You should. Okay. Right, yeah, I'm upset. How were Yotze? They're like 3 days in the Rishonim. How are you Yotze over last year? And Kechab, I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, a wonderful Yontif, and Shkoyach.